The government says that more than 2 out of 3 Americans will need long-term care at some point. Will you be one of them? Hi, I'm Rob West. This raises the question of long-term care insurance, which certainly isn't cheap. Can you afford to buy it, or rather, can you afford not to? I'll talk about that today, then it's on to your calls and questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. The decision whether to buy long-term care insurance is something like rolling the dice with the odds stacked against you. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, if you're 65 today, you have only a 1 in 3 chance of not needing long-term care, and 1 in 5 seniors will need long-term care for more than 5 years. The average length of care for women who need it is 3.7 years. For men, it's a bit less, 2.2 years. With nursing home care now averaging nearly $100,000 a year, it's clear to see that it would have a devastating effect on retirement savings. That's why we urge most people to consider getting long-term care insurance sometime between the ages of 50 and 60, and getting the longest-term policy you can. That will help keep down the cost. There's a rule of thumb that says you only need this insurance if your assets, excluding your home, are between $200,000 and $2 million. More than that, you can afford to pay for it yourself. Less than that, and Medicaid will quickly step in to pay for nursing home care. When you consider buying long-term care insurance, 3 factors play a role: having family in the area, your health, and whether you have a plan option through your workplace. One of the main reasons people purchase LTC insurance is to avoid becoming a financial burden on their loved ones, and that's a real concern. According to the National Alliance for Caregiving, some 53 million Americans are providing unpaid care for relatives and friends. That, of course, limits the caregiver's ability to work elsewhere and earn income. Now, I mentioned that LTC insurance isn't cheap. Annual premiums for a 55-year-old man average around $2,200, and significantly more for a 55-year-old woman, $3,700, owing to their typically longer need for care. If you've been watching LTC premiums in recent years, you've probably wondered why they've been rising so rapidly. A lot of this is due to the fact that policies taken out 20 and 30 years ago are expiring. Insurance carriers now have a much better idea of the true cost of long-term care, and they've been adjusting premiums upward to compensate. Increases in recent years occurred despite very low inflation. You can only expect premiums to continue rising with today's inflation above 9%. All the more reason to lock in a long-term care policy sooner rather than later. One way to keep the cost down is to avoid buying more LTC insurance than you're likely to need. We have better data these days to help. Remember that men average 2.2 years of care, women 3.7. You can decide how much coverage to purchase based on those averages. Your provider may suggest other ways to keep the cost down as well. One way might be to add an LTC rider to a whole life insurance policy. Normally, we advise folks to get term life insurance, but an LTC rider is a good argument for whole life. Combining long-term care coverage with life insurance is one way to keep the cost down. But the downside is that it may not provide as much in benefits as a separate LTC policy. But no matter what type of LTC policy you're considering, there are basic questions you need to ask your potential provider. Does the policy protect against inflation? That's especially important these days, again, with inflation running above 9%. Does the policy guarantee level premiums, and for how long? Also, does it guarantee that you're paying the same as other policyholders your age? Is home health care covered, and nursing home care that includes skilled care? Take the time to find out exactly what the policy will cover to avoid unpleasant surprises in the years ahead. Also, can you renew the policy? You'll want one that guarantees this regardless of your health or age, providing you've paid the premiums faithfully. So that's what's happening with long-term care insurance these days. We hope it helps you make a wise decision. All right, we're taking your calls next. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. We'll be back before you know it. Stick around.
Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Christian parents are on the hook today because they have to identify the threats to the value system that's being taught to their children in public schools. And their job is to protect their kids from these influences.
Tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. Weekdays at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on American Family Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our program. God's blessings to you all.
Washington Watch.
This is a crisis of our own making, and that hard-nosed determination to not admit it for political reasons is just really, truly disheartening.
Yeah, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but on this particular issue, the contrast between the policies of the two administrations could not be sharper. As I've mentioned here on the program many times, I was at the border a little over a year ago. It was like a ghost town.
Weekday afternoons at 4 Central and Saturday evenings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
If you're investing for retirement or any other goal, you may be wondering if it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market. Sound Mind Investing has a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians learn to be wise and faithful stewards in the area of investing. Profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, at soundmindinvesting.org.
If you are engaging in sexual sin, today is the day to repent. As it was corrupt in Judah, let's be honest, the same things are happening today. The pornography addiction amongst the body of Christ is through the roof. And by and large, many in the church are not discussing these things too often because many of the people who are entrusted with the responsibility to do so, they're bound themselves.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III on American Family Radio.
Siri, I need some advice.
What's up?
I have questions about planning for retirement, long-term care insurance. I don't know where to start.
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app. It's a free app that will help you find those answers and more.
Really?
Sure thing. You can ask your questions within the app and access helpful articles and MoneyWise podcasts.
Sounds great. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
I was one of those girls who wanted to fit into the popular crowd, just like most teenagers. And I became an alcoholic, and I got really depressed because of it. So I tried to commit suicide, and I was put in the hospital. One of my friends from school, she came up to me and just started visiting with me at the hospital, and she gave me a Truth for Youth Bible. And she started talking to me about God's love and how much He could help me and how He was always there for me. And I was like, wow, this stuff is real. And I even read the comics, and it changed my life, and I realized how much He really does love me and care for me, so I haven't been the same since.
That incredible story is what we're doing this week. Hi, I'm Rob West, and this is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, but it's National Truth for Youth Bible Week here on American Family Radio. We have the opportunity during each program today to be able to share with you this exciting campaign so you can put Bibles in the hands of teens. That's right. We want you to help us give away 60,000 Bibles, get those in the hands of teens so we can read reach a generation of young people and get the word of God back into the schools, dispel the darkness, and give the hope of Jesus Christ. The number to call, a special number for you to be involved in this campaign, 800-733-4737. That's 800-733-4737, or truthforyouth.com. I'm delighted to be joined today by Dr. Tim Todd, president of Revival Fires. And Tim, I know you're a friend of the ministry here at American Family Radio. I'm kind of the new kid on the block in the family, so it's a delight to meet you, sir.
So good to meet you, Rob, and I'm hearing great things about MoneyWise and what God is doing through your ministry on this radio broadcast, and excited about the time that we'll spend today reaching a segment of young people in America, hopefully thousands,
yes,
60,000, with the gospel of Jesus Christ, getting the word of God back in school and offering hope to these young people.
Well, it's so important. We know the statistics about those that will meet the Lord and come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as they age. We want to reach them young, and this is an opportunity to do that, truthforyouth.com. Dr. Todd, let's just start today perhaps with just an overview of what we're trying to do this week during National Truth for Youth Bible Week.
Yes, Rob. In fact, this Bible, the Truth for Youth, consists of the entire New Testament in the God's Word translation, very easy to understand but extremely accurate, along with 100 pages of comic stories in the front section of the Truth for Youth. And these comic stories deal with the truth about issues of moral concern that teenagers are confronted with on a regular basis. And Rob, we deal with things like drugs, drunkenness, peer pressure, pornography. We deal with the truth about sexual purity, what the Bible says about homosexuality. We deal with abortion. We deal with the truth about cutting and sexting and bullying and suicide. Yes. These comic stories are full of the power of the Word of God, hope for our young people that they can receive deliverance. And most importantly, each one of the comics tell our young people how they can give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So we put these Bibles into the hands of every teenager, Christian teenager, that will give the Bible to a friend in school that needs help, needs hope. And if they call 800-733-4737, one Bible per teenager, per household, free of charge. We will give these Bibles to every parent and grandparent of a teenager aged 13 to 18 years old that will commit to give the Bible away in school. And we want to give away 60,000 Bibles this week.
Incredible.
And so we encourage each one of the listeners to call right now for that free Bible for a teenager in your home to help us get the Word of God back in school.
That's incredible. 800-733-4737, or head over to truthforyouth.com right now. In addition to these comics that deal with real world issues that these kids are facing right now, they'll also have the entire New Testament, and we know what they need more than anything is God's Word, and it will be put into their hands. I love the approach here, Dr. Todd, of students passing these off to students, but it also can come from coaches and teachers as well. I heard the incredible testimony just the other day of your pastor, who actually was witnessed to by a coach. Isn't that right?
That is an amazing testimony, Rob. 22 years ago, when we started this project with American Family Radio, Pastor Christopher Miller was a troubled teenager, a freshman in high school. He was involved in drugs and alcohol and marijuana, just really not living for God. And a Christian coach brought a Bible, a Truth for Youth Bible, laid it on his desk and said, "You need to read this." As a direct result of that, Christopher Miller gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 22 years later, not only is he serving God and in the ministry, he actually is my pastor in West Monroe, Louisiana. Amazing testimony.
It sure is. 800-733-4737. I also love the fact, Dr. Todd, that we're equipping students through this campaign to be ambassadors for Jesus, perhaps get out of their comfort zone, and maybe for some of them, for the very first time, using this Truth for Youth Bible as a tool to be a witness for Christ. And that's an incredible piece of this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, there are three things that we want to accomplish, and this is what the Lord is doing through this Bible distribution. Number one, we want to make soul winners out of these Christian young people.
Yeah.
Number two, we're finding that the young people that end up with the Bibles, that are given the Bibles, are giving their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then as the icing on the cake, we're getting the Word of God back in the public schools of America. A lot of people don't realize that legally, teenagers do have the right to give Bibles away on campus during non-instructional time. So we put the students' legal rights on public school campuses on the back cover of this Bible. We put number four in bold, Rob, because it lets our young people know that legally they can give Bibles away in school, and we encourage them to do so to take back what the devil has stolen.
I love it. It's the National Truth for Youth Bible Week. Dr. Todd, this is incredible. For folks listening right now, maybe this is the first time they've heard of this opportunity. What specifically are we asking them to do today, either on behalf of a student themselves or on behalf of their Christian student in their household that can be a witness to a friend?
In order to help us get the Word of God into the hands of young people in our schools all across America, every parent or grandparent of a young person ages 13 to 18 years old can call if this young person will commit to give the Bible away in school to a friend in school that doesn't know the Lord. If they'll call us, we'll give them a Bible free of charge. If they'll call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that number is 800-733-4737. And Rob, if they want to get additional copies, perhaps they want to get copies for their youth group, or they want to get them for a Bible club, they can get additional copies at my cost. I'll let them have them at my cost, but we want to give them free of charge to every teenager or parent or grandparent of a teenager that will call 800-733-4737 and say, yes, we'll give the Bible away in school if you'll send it to us. And we thank God for what the Lord is going to accomplish again this week through what God is doing.
I love it. Over 1 million Truth for Youth have already been given away over the past 20 years. Help us keep that number climbing as we head toward our goal this year of 60,000 Bibles in the hands of teens. More to come with Dr. Tim Todd just around the corner. 800-733-4737. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The youth of America face more and more racism, anarchy, and lawlessness. Jesus is the only hope for our youth. They need God's Word.
Hello, I'm Tim Wildman, and we are so grateful to be associated with Revival Fires Ministries' Truth for Youth Bible Campaign, which provides Bibles free to teenagers who don't know the Lord.
The Truth for Youth Bible is the entire New Testament, along with full-color comics that present biblical truth about moral issues, and it's also available in Spanish. Revival Fires International is giving one free to every teenager who promises to give it to a friend at school.
A friend at school gave me three Truth for Youth Bibles. I sat down and I read the comics in the front, and I realized that I needed to recommit my life to Christ. I gave the other two Bibles to my two best friends, and I'm praying and hoping that they'll recommit their lives to Christ too.
Truth for Youth Bible Week is going on now. Find out more or get a free Truth for Youth Bible at truthforyouth.com. truthforyouth.com.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances, and MoneyWise is here to help you and millions of others learn to be wise stewards. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from MoneyWise patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? If so, please consider becoming a monthly MoneyWise patron. Visit MoneyWise.org and click Give on the homepage.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to show love for one another by sharing each other's health costs. Through CHM's voluntary health cost sharing programs, members uplift each other spiritually and financially. CHM is an eligible option under the Affordable Care Act and a Better Business Bureau accredited charity. Interested? Learn more by calling 800-791-6225 or online at chministries.org.
Here at the AFA Foundation, we help families just like yours shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Chelsea Wildman.
We would love to work with you to see if a charitable gift annuity is right for your situation.
Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Why not reach out to the AFA Foundation team today?
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
The Truth for Youth Bible inspired me and led me to Christ. It has also given me a chance to show others the way to eternal life and the only one who can give it, and that's Jesus. I currently lead a Bible study about the Truth for Youth Bible, and I have around 37 students. I'm hoping with the help of God, I will have 50 to 60 by the end of the year. And can I just say thank you so much for making this book? It has truly changed my life.
Oh, it's incredible. I'm Rob West. This is MoneyWise, and we're pausing our normal programming during these segments today to celebrate an incredible opportunity that you have. It's National Truth for Youth Bible Week here on American Family Radio, and we're inviting you into an opportunity to help us distribute 60,000 Bibles, and not just to anybody, to put them in the hands of teens so they can be given away to their friends. Imagine Christian teens receiving these Bibles and then being able to drop this on the desk of a friend that they know needs the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the opportunity today when you call 800-733-4737. Imagine if what we just heard in that testimony happened thousands of times over. We know of at least 25,000 that have received Christ over the last 20 years as over a million Truth for Youth Bibles have been distributed. We want that to continue. And when you call 800-733-4737 or go to truthforyouth.com, you can help us accomplish that. I'm joined today by our good friend, Dr. Tim Todd, president, evangelist with Revival Fires International. And Dr. Todd, so excited to put this invitation out there so God's people can be connected to this opportunity to be the hands and feet of Christ as we distribute God's word.
Yes, Rob. You know, the Bible says, in Luke chapter 8, verse 8, some seed fell in good soil and produced a hundredfold harvest. And then verse 11 says, the seed is the word of God. So as the word of God is being planted into the hands of these Christian young people that commit to give the Bible away in school to an unsaved, a young person that needs hope, then we're seeing a great harvest of souls as we've been hearing these testimonies from young people. And if they call right now, either the young person, ages 13 to 18, or the parents or the grandparents of a young person, age 13 to 18, that would say, hey, if you'll give me a Truth for Youth Bible, I'll give it away in school to somebody in school that needs hope. If they call 1-800-733-4737, 800-733-4737, we will give them a copy of the Truth for Youth Bible, one Bible per teenager, per household, and let's get the Word of God into school. But most importantly, let's introduce to the Lord Jesus Christ these many, many young people that need hope from Jesus.
Yes, no doubt. What an incredible privilege it is to be able to distribute God's word in this way. Dr. Todd, we talked in the last segment a little bit about beyond the complete New Testament that's found in these Bibles, these full-color comic stories that present truth around issues that these young people are dealing with. And these are the issues of today. Sexting, cyberbullying, cutting. I mean, these are issues that we hadn't thought about a decade ago. and yet they're front and center today, and we're going head on with truth in speaking to these issues through this Bible, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And you know, Rob, it's important for the young people to know the truth about these issues, but I think you'll agree that even more important than that, they need to know Jesus. And so what we've done with this Truth for Youth Bible is that we not only give them the truth about what will happen as a result of being involved in these things and hope about how to come out of these issues of concern, but in addition to that, most importantly, if they will give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Lord Jesus Christ will give them the strength that they need to overcome in these areas of addiction and these areas of where that they are, their lives have been devastated as a result of what the devil has done to them by them opening up a door for allowing the devil to do these things. So we want them to come to Jesus. And if they come to Jesus, then the Lord will help them overcome these issues that they're struggling with.
Truthforyouth.com, 800-733-4737. You can call right now. It's simple online to do as either your child, your student, ages 13 to 18, or you as a parent or grandparent on behalf of your teen. Use the form to quickly request one of these Bibles per student, per household, and we'll get it right out to you. Dr. Todd, how would you equip the parents listening today who are about to order one of these for their student to go about handing this off and the role of the Holy Spirit in that, just knowing that they're the one delivering the truth, but ultimately not responsible for what God does in the life of that person that's receiving it?
Amen. I encourage parents and grandparents, once you get your Truth for Youth Bibles, sit down with your teenager and tell them, look, we know everything that's going on with the struggles that are taking place and a lot of the things that we don't know about that are happening among the young people in your school. But Jesus knows all of it. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. So here is the Word of God. Sit down with your child or your grandchild and pray with them. Lord, show them who you want them to give this Truth for Youth Bible to as they go to school. And so we're trusting that as they take the seed of the Word of God, the parents and grandparents, and sit down with their child or their grandchild and encourage them, God has a purpose, a destiny, a plan, a calling for your life. And here is a tool of evangelism for you to go on your school campus with and be used mightily of the Holy Spirit to help a young person that needs hope, that is devastated in their life, and to sit down and pray with them and then commission them to go into their school and make a spiritual, eternal impact in the life of the young person that they give that Bible to.
Incredible. Joined today by Dr. Tim Todd, president of Revival Fires International. It's National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. You can request your copy, truthforyouth.com, or buy a case, perhaps 50 Bibles at only $2 a piece or 100. Maybe you want to give them to a whole classroom, whatever it might be. Truthforyouth.com is the place to go. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, much more with Dr. Tim Todd. Stay with us on MoneyWise. We'll be right back.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
This is Frank Affney, host of Secure Freedom Radio. It's your personal, daily intelligence briefing about the challenges we face, how they're likely to affect you, and what we can do about them. You can find Secure Freedom Radio here every weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in to learn from our extraordinary experts what you need to know and will want to share. Join us for Secure Freedom Radio tonight at 11 Eastern, right here on AFR.
If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes be like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options in plain English? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit MoneyWise.org and click the link that says Find a CKA. That's MoneyWise.org.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net and sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
There's this girl in my school that always tried to talk to me about Jesus, but I would never really listen to her because she wasn't very cool and she didn't like to party or anything. But one day she came up to me and said that Tim Todd was challenging young people to give away Truth for Youth Bibles in school. So she ordered me one, gave it to me, and now I just want to thank you so much because after reading it, I decided to give my heart to the Lord. I just went to the decision page, read the instructions, and gave my heart to Jesus, and my life is changed forever. And hey, if you want to send me some Truth for Youth Bibles, I can give them to other young people so that they can be saved too.
Wow, that was Candace, and that's exactly what we're doing here on National Truth for Youth Bible Week. Through the distribution of these Bibles, our Christian teenagers, folks, are becoming soul winners. We're getting God's Word back in America's public schools, and thousands of young people are giving their life to Christ, just like Candace. Would you be a part? I am Rob West, joined by Dr. Tim Todd. The number to call is 800-733-4737. That's 800-733-4737. Or if you'd like to go online, just go to truthforyouth.com. Dr. Todd, during that past break, I'll tell you how easy this is. I went in, put in the age of my son, who just started his senior year in high school. He's trying to live out his faith and be a light for Jesus in the school. And one Bible is now on the way to my house. Amen. For Colby, my soon-to-be 18-year-old, to be able to distribute. And that's really what this is all about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And we're so thankful for the young people like your son that wants to be a light in the darkness. And this is what this is all about, because you know and I know that everything that's happening, Rob, in our public schools with the violence and the vandalism and the school shootings and everything else, the only real hope is Jesus Christ. And that's what the Truth for Youth Bible is all about. I believe if we want to reach America and bring America back to God, and we do, I believe we need to reach a generation of young people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what the Truth for Youth Bible is all about.
Incredible. You're an evangelist, Dr. Todd. God has gifted you and called you to share the love of Jesus Christ literally around the globe. And I'd love for you to speak to the importance of reaching people at a young age in terms of their readiness And just even if we look at statistics as to the number that will give, the percent that will give their lives to Christ as a student versus a mature adult, and how important it is to reach kids at this age.
You know, statistically, Rob, as you know, the older a young person or an adult gets, the harder it is, the more difficult it is to bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, you know and I know God can do anything.
Can do anything, sure.
And can save. But it's so important to reach young people as children and teenagers, especially as children, to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, I'll never forget it as long as I live. My dad, who has been preaching the gospel now for a little over 72 years, I was 9 years old, and my dad used to travel with a large tent that seated 5,000 people all over the country. And he carried with him water baptismal robes. And when people would be saved, he would take them back and they would be water baptized. And there was one service where an 83-year-old man came forward and got saved. And white hair, stooped shoulders. And after he was saved, he was baptized in water. But he came out of the dressing room. He was crying. He was weeping like a child. And his grandchildren came running to him and said, "Grandpa, why are you crying?" They said, "You should be the happiest man in town." He said, "I am happy that my soul is saved, but I've lost my life. I've wasted my life." And then he said these words, and at 9 years old, I'll never forget it. He said, "I'm happy that my soul is saved, but I've lost my life." That's why it's so important for us to reach these children and these young people when they're young, and so that they can live their life for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what this is all about. And yes, it's so important to reach children and young people at a young age.
And as you said, the law is on their side in terms of their ability to do this. In fact, you all have printed the law right on the back of this Bible, so there's no question for these students that they can absolutely, during non-instructional times, pass these Bibles off to somebody who doesn't yet know Christ. 800-733-4737. Would you call right now and order one of these on behalf of your Christian teen ages 13 to 18? 800-733-4737. Or if you're in front of your computer or smartphone, just head to truthforyouth.com. Dr. Todd, I know through Revival Fires International, you all are graciously making available these Bibles beyond the one per student per household in cases at your cost, which is just $2 each. You're passing that savings along. Tell us how some folks who've ordered cases of Bibles have used them.
You know, we've actually had teachers and school administrators and Bible clubs and youth groups that have ordered 50 copies, which that's a case, 50 Bibles for $100. They order these Bibles, and we've had youth groups to take an entire service and dedicate it to commissioning their On Fire for God Christian teenagers in their youth group to go into the school the next day and flood their school with an entire youth group taking the Bibles into their schools and shining the light of the gospel in those schools. And so many testimonies of young people that were getting ready to commit suicide or addicted to drugs or involved in gang activity that as a direct result of youth groups and Bible clubs massively distributing the Truth View Bibles, getting cases, getting 5 cases, getting 10 cases, covering an entire school, taking a week and covering an entire school of 1,000 or 500 students with the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ through the Truth for Youth Bible distribution as a direct result of it. You know and I know, according to God's word, His word will not return void, but it will accomplish exactly what God desires to accomplish. So thank God for what the Lord is doing with massive distribution of the Truth for Youth Bible.
Incredible. Folks, will you help us get 60,000 Bibles in the hands of teens this week as we see so many respond? Many have been calling. Many of you have been going to this website right now. If you haven't yet responded, this is your opportunity. Would you pick up the phone right now, 800-733-4737, or would you head over to truthforyouth.com and be a part right now? Don't wait. 800-733-4737. Dr. Todd, we have less than a minute left. Give us your final challenge for why being a part of this is so vital.
You know, you see all of the violence in our schools right now, all of the school shootings. You see all of these troubled young people that are involved in cutting and sexting and bullying and suicide. We see all of the trouble that we're seeing, the disrespect on the part of so many students. And certainly, we need the Word of God in the home, but we also need the Word of God in our schools. So I believe that as Christian teenagers go on our school campuses with the Truth for Youth Bible and they give it to young people that need hope, that need victory, that you will see a tremendous, tremendous opportunity here to reach a generation of young people with Jesus Christ.
Stay with us on MoneyWise. We'll be right back.
Target is in the bullseye because of its transgender bathroom policy.
A petition by the American Family Association to boycott Target now surpassing 1 million signatures and counting.
People have their own beliefs and stuff, but what can it hurt? What can it hurt? What can it hurt?
It hurts our daughters.
It hurts you.
It hurts our families.
It hurts me.
It hurts all of us.
Sign the petition to boycott Target at AFA.net.
Can we trust the Bible?
He says, we saw this. And that sets the Bible apart from almost everything else in the ancient world and its religious pantheon of gods and goddesses.
The God Who Speaks, the important documentary from the American Family Association, is now available to watch for free on AFA's brand new streaming platform. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to watch this award-winning film today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
Your kids are grown and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Thank you for allowing us to pause our normal programming during these last three segments for us to be joined by Dr. Tim Todd for the National Truth for Youth Bible Week. One final call if you'd like to get on board, truthforyouth.com or 800-733-4737. All right, in these final moments we have today on MoneyWise, let's resume our normal programming in the sense that this program is all about informing you of what God's Word has to say specifically about your role as a steward, managing God's money with your investments, your spending plan, your generosity, and your giving, which, by the way, makes something like the National Truth for Youth Bible Week possible, also with your debt repayment. We're here to come together with you each day to be able to help you move forward with confidence as you can be a wise and faithful steward of all that God has entrusted to you. We'll have time for a few phone calls today in this final segment. If you'd like to get on the conversation and you have a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. The number to call our program today, our team is standing by to get you on the air, is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. 800-525-7000. Before we do, let's take a moment to visit with our good friend Bob Dahl. He joins us each Monday with his market commentary. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. The market off to a good start this morning. Everything I'm seeing, Bob, is green. And for a guy in your seat, that's always good news, isn't it?
Green's always better than red, Rob. There's no question. But this is the, as you know, best rally we've had in this bear market, up some 14% from the low of June 16.
Yeah.
And we've recovered almost half of what we lost from the high in January.
Yeah, it really has been incredible. But out in your Dahl's deliberations this week, Bob, you're saying not so fast. This is probably not the bottom of the market given everything that's going on. Is that right?
That's our best guess. You saw in the commentary, two-thirds chance that we did not see the low yet, one-third that we did. Our complaints, if you will, about this rally, one, the bottom was not of conviction. It did not have the usual give-up explosive volume that we like to see when we get major bottoms. And the rally's been good, but it hasn't been great. Participation, number of stocks going up. I know these are technical numbers, yeah, but that's the kind of thing that matters in these bear market rallies.
Yeah, no question about it. Obviously, the big news last week, Bob, was all about jobs. What do you make of the data, and what does it mean for us moving forward?
Well, it was an incredible number, almost hard to believe. Now, the naysayers are pointing to seasonal adjustments to say the raw number was actually a negative number, but when you do the seasonal adjustment, you get this. We'll see over time. I'm not convinced. It pushes back what had been creeping into the market, that the Fed would conquer inflation the balance of this year and begin to lower rates next year. I didn't think then that was a very high probability. This number on Friday further reduces that chance.
Yeah, no question about it. Bob, what about the news coming out of Washington? Obviously, some significant bills being discussed, movement even over the weekend. What do you make of what's going on from a policy standpoint?
So the Democrats look like they will get through, it has to get through the House yet, this so-called Build Back Smaller plan. It has a bunch of tax increases, some incremental spending. On balance, I'm not sure, given where our economy is, that if I were a voting member, I don't think I would vote for it. Rob, it's not going to reduce inflation, could aggravate it some more. So on balance, I'm not sure it's a very good piece of legislation, sadly,
yeah,
and therefore not market friendly.
Yeah, exactly. And as you point out, interestingly, this week you made note that federal tax revenues are at an incredible high, right?
Yes. Federal tax revenues as a percentage of our economy, GDP, are at 20%. That's the highest since World War II.
Hmm.
And every indication that's going higher. So the government is reaching a little deeper into our pockets with each passing year, Rob.
Yeah, no question about it. Bob, obviously we've been talking about Q2 earnings. We're almost 80%, I think, of the way through. We've been talking about that they've been positive. Just as you look over the entire quarter of everything we know, it's been well ahead of expectations, right?
No question, and this is one of the major reasons we've had this nice rally. Earnings have come through better than expected. They haven't been uniformly great, but expectations coming in were pretty mixed. So the market's breathing a sigh of relief. Now, analysts are, as the numbers come in, cutting their forward numbers, third and fourth quarter, and some next year. So the estimates have rolled over and are falling ever so slightly. We'll see if that continues.
Very good. Bob, what are your final thoughts as we wrap up today? What should folks who are listening be thinking about?
So I think that, you know, what we're talking about is the here and now and the short term. I remind people, if you're in the financial markets, you're in for the long term. Keep the long term in view. What is your objective? What are you trying to accomplish? Recognize that God owns it all, and that he can make this market go up 1,000 points or down 1,000 points in the snap of a finger, as it were. So don't get overly concerned or overly exuberant on these rallies.
Yeah, very good. Bob, we always appreciate your insights, my friend. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Bye.
All right. Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. Always value his analysis and insights on the market. You can learn more at crossmarkglobal.com. You can even sign up, as I do and rely on, for his Dahl's Deliberations, which come out each week. All right, let's head to the phones. We've got about 5 minutes remaining in the broadcast today. Perhaps room for one more call, 800-525-7000. Let's head to Florida. Charlene, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, last year we bought a home in 2021, and we got a market report on our home, and it said the value had increased about $100,000.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering about refinancing. Is there any way I could refinance? I'm not even sure how refinancing works. So is there any way I could refinance and put that value back in the home and lower the mortgage rate?
Yeah, you know, it really doesn't work like that, Charlene. I think, you know, really what you need to take away from this, first of all, is that's great. You, like just about everybody else, has seen an incredible rise in their home values over the last year. That's not a bubble in my mind. It's driven primarily because of the lack of inventory and the fact that the millennials and those who were working in more densely populated urban areas are moving to the suburbs as they either start their families or they're working remotely. That's put an additional strain on the housing market. We're probably 2 to 3 million homes short still in this country. That, combined with what we had with lower interest rates, which is no longer the case, really just had this housing market red hot, and we've seen an incredible rise in the values. Really, the only way to take, you know, advantage of an opportunity on a refinance is if you can lower your interest rate, because the cost of the refinance is probably going to be 3% of the value of the mortgage. So, you know, that cost of you going through that exercise doesn't make sense unless you're trying to, or you're able to lower the interest rate by at least a point, preferably a point and a quarter. The challenge is, since you took this mortgage out, rates have gone the other way. So you'd be spending this, like, roughly 3% of the mortgage value to refinance it, just in straight costs that you're paying to the mortgage company. And then on top of that, you'd have now a higher interest rate. And just because you have more equity in the home, that really doesn't do anything for you unless you're trying to pull it out. But I'd go the opposite way. I want to try to keep you building equity. I don't want to, you know, you to pull more money out that's going to find its way into something else that's just going to increase your mortgage balance. Does all that make sense, though?
No, thank you. We're not planning on taking out any money to pay off
okay.
anything. Yeah. No.
Good. What is your interest rate right now on that mortgage that you took out a year ago?
We got a 3%.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. So, I mean, you'd be paying probably 5.5 today. So you'd spend the money to refinance it, and then you'd raise your interest rate by a couple of points. And that's, you know, not going to do anything positive for you. If anything, it's going to cause that payment to go up in addition to the total outlay of interest that you'll pay over the life of the loan. So I'd sit tight. I'd enjoy that low rate that you've got. And I'd, you know, just continue to pay that. And by the way, if you could send an extra payment a year, it's either 1/12 every month or, you know, once a year, that would knock years off that mortgage, which would be a great thing to do as well as you try to, you know, find the day where you actually are completely debt free, including your home.
Yes, that's what we're trying to do.
All right.
One a year. Thank you very much.
Very
for
good.
Your time. I'm so happy I got through.
Oh, I'm thrilled that you did, Charlene. God bless you today, and we appreciate you calling. You know, folks, that's what it's all about, as we come together in community and think about how can we be wise stewards? How can we take what God has entrusted to us and use it for His glory? And we can do that when we know the counsel of Scripture. You know, we were talking to Dr. Tim Todd today about the importance of God's Word. It's vital for us to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But once we've given our lives to Christ, then we want to be stewards of everything, our time, our relationships, and yes, our money. And here's the thing, God has a lot to say about how we handle His money. 2,300 verses in the Bible that deal with this topic, more than any topic except love. 16 of the parables. Why is that? Is it because God wants our money? No, it's all His. He wants our hearts. And here's the reality, the way we handle money is a training ground of the heart.
Because if something's going to compete with God for first position in our lives, in my view, and according to the way I read Scripture, it's most often going to be money and the things that money can buy. Well, we can counteract that if we renew our minds with the Word of God and we apply those principles in how we hold it loosely and give it generously and live with contentment and manage it wisely. Well, come back tomorrow and we'll talk about how we can do that together on this program each day. So thankful for my friends and partners at the American Family Radio. By the way, if you still want to get in on Truth for Youth, you can do that at truthforyouth.com or 800-733-4737. I'm Rob West. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.